views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Limelight Radio. We've got a beautiful show today for you in the new year. Happy 2015 to all of us. Let this be a year of promise and hope and healing in everyone's life. It's my great blessing to host this wonderful show each and every week, bringing you world-renowned information, practitioners, foundation leaders, researchers, and advocates, patients too, who are working to amend the suffering of Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses. Thank you to my wonderful production team at Transformation Talk Radio. You've been angels helping me broadcast every week. And today we have a very special guest, someone who I'm happy to welcome back because he was so popular with us last year, and someone I respect enormously, Dr. Dietrich Klinghart. So Dr. Klinghart, let me read your bio a little bit to our listeners, and then we're going to get into a great conversation because you're always a wealth of knowledge. Dr. Klinghart is the founder of the Sophia Health Institute. He's internationally known for his successful treatment of chronic disease and illness. Dr. Klinghart combines non-surgical orthopedic medicine with immunology, endocrinology, toxicology, neural therapy, hypnotherapy, and energy psychology. His orthodox approach to diagnosing and treating disease and disorders on the both physical, emotional, mental levels recognizes that good health is dependent on three important factors: a well-functioning autonomic nervous system, a healthy mind that creates a balanced emotional state, and a supportive network of relationships when current and past generations of the family. His teaching includes explorations of the influence of family relationships on health based on approaches developed by psychoanalyst Bert Hellinger. Dr. Klinghart is well-renowned around the world for his work with Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses and all forms of chronic disease. His center in Seattle is growing in leaps and bounds, and I know people travel far and wide to come see him. So thank you, Dr. Klinghart, for joining me again today on Limelight Radio. It's wonderful to welcome you back.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
Oh, yes, it's my pleasure. Such always a beautiful visit when we get to hear your vast wealth of knowledge. So today we're going to look at treating a Lyme disease patient and some of the key components that you recognize are essential for managing these cases. So I'd love to hear your philosophy and what your approaches are and your practices. So could you share with us some of that very information?
Mm-hmm. So first of all, you know, my experience comes from two places. You know, one is we have a fairly large clinic with eight doctors that work with me very closely, and we sort of considered by many sort of like the one of the last resorts for Lyme disease. There's others, of course, but we're gathering, you know, as a group very rapidly, a lot of experience. And the other place where I get information from is that I teach a lot in Europe and have several hundred practitioners there under my guidance that give me feedback from Europe. And so we're gaining pretty fast a lot of knowledge. And so the first thing that I like to highlight, you know, for all the suffering people out there is that, of course, the virulence of the bugs, the viciousness of them, depends on two factors. One is the outer environment and the inner environment of the person. And they're continuously in exchange, you know, with the outer environment. There's osmotic exchange. That means whatever is in the outer environment that we live in eventually shows up in our body in approximately the same concentration. And to avoid, you know, because we are living in a toxic, increasingly toxic soup now, to avoid the body filling up to the same level with toxins, there is all sorts of systems and pumps in our body that have to continuously pump out the toxic soup that comes into us. And that is to a large degree the level of exhaustion that most people are feeling today, that a large amount of our vitality and energy is dedicated to that, and there is not enough oomph left to deal with the bugs that are trying to grow in us. And so the first thing I like to highlight is that the toxicology approach to Lyme disease is absolutely necessary today and missed by many practitioners that are beginning with this work, and so but also missed by patients. And so I like to look at that, at the first section, of what other factors that we look at. So
yes,
the first one, of course, is the house and the work environment, if the person is still working or where they have worked. Very frequently we find out the person has been living in a moldy home with a high mold score when people go back to measure that. And so we feel that the teachings of Dr. Richie Shoemaker is very, very important in this regard, and everybody should look up his last book, Surviving Mold, and the website with that name.
Yes, great information there, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's number one. Number two is the electromagnetic fields in the house. We have increasingly overwhelming literature on the dangers of having wireless technologies in the home that includes the cordless phones, you know, all based on radio frequency broadcasting. So basically a Wi-Fi router in the house is equivalent to putting a cell phone tower in your own home, wherever you have.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, wherever you have reception in the house, you get 24/7, you get radiated with radiation that's damaging to the DNA, causes DNA breaks, and causes damages to the cell wall, to the proteins in the cell, the channel proteins, the receptors on the cell wall, with a whole slew of problems, hormonal problems, neurotransmitter problems, all the problems that ultimately result in identical symptoms that we call Lyme disease. If nothing else, it will hugely amplify the symptoms of Lyme disease. So you take a person in the 1950s that would have the same number of microbes in them, they probably would be largely asymptomatic. And now of this amplification of from the radio frequencies, that is well known in the industry and amongst practitioners, you know, that deal with electromagnetic fields and the impact of it, and the literature has become overwhelmingly clear that this is a technology that is leading absolutely to the downfall of humanity. I like to, maybe before the first break, get the list number in. Barry Trower is used to be the head researcher in electromagnetic fields for the British government. He worked for the MI6, and he had the job to find out if there, if the cell phone broadcasting principle, the physics, can be used to decrease the fertility in large groups of population. And he did this research in the 1960s and 70s, and they actually experimented in orphanages and in psychiatric hospitals in England to use these frequencies, and found out, yes, there is a frequency band that can be used that over two or three generations will completely sterilize, make a population infertile. And that frequency is now the carrier frequency of all the cell phone radiation.
Oh, my gosh.
In the whole Western world. And putting that inside your house through a Wi-Fi router is a form of idiotic suicide.
Oh, and my God. We're, like, sterilizing everyone.
Yeah. You know, I'll be finding that also drives the virulence of Lyme disease when it's present. You know, so it hugely amplifies the symptoms. So we start on day one, visit day one on the patient. We go over the mold in my house. They have to do an ERMI test. They have to, the house has to be mold tested. It has to be mold proof by us, by our standards. And if not, it has to be cleaned up. And we have to have the patient commit, if they have it present, to get rid of all wireless technologies, get a corded phone, switch the wireless option off on the computer, and get back on broadband or any of the other plug-in technologies.
You want to be on the hard wire in, right? That's what you want?
Yeah, and there's no problem. You know, you don't have to give up a computer or the internet, but you have to use these technologies intelligently. And maybe last thing I want to say, it's there's been a concerted effort, we don't know if from, you know, to displace the wonderful fiber optic technology that was so up and coming with this suicidal technology that we're having now, the cell phone towers and the in the house, you know, the Wi-Fi routers. That has to go. You know, it's, and you know, maybe last thing added to it now are the smart meters, which is basically putting a cell phone tower right outside your house that broadcasts into the house very destructive frequencies.
Oh my gosh. Wow, Dr. Klinghart. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world, and yet it's also one of these things that people don't even think about because the technology just kept creeping its way along and making things more modern and more convenient and more exciting and more available for everyone. But I can hear you having used Rife technology, which is a form of energy medicine, to actually heal from Lyme disease. I know how frequencies work, good and bad. So this is very enlightening, and makes sense why the past 10 plus years, it's the whole Lyme situation and autoimmune illnesses have skyrocketed. Wow. So, Dr. Klinghart, stay with me because it's time for our first station break. But we're getting into some wonderful information here with you. So, audience, stay tuned. We're coming right back with Dr. Dietrich Klinghart with more fascinating help on recovery from Lyme disease. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
To my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with Dr. Dietrich Klinghart today of the Sophia Health Institute and learning so much on predisposing factors that involve why some of us get so very sick with tick-borne diseases, and also why some of us stumble and can't make a complete recovery, maybe only get halfway better. So Dr. Klinghart, we just discussed the toxins that play into people's, you know, stew of everything that's brewing inside their systems. And you had mentioned to me that genetics actually is a big factor too. Could you share some insight into that?
Yeah. So that, you know, after looking at the living conditions in the workplace, if it's still there, and the car of the person, trying to eliminate some of the cumulative environmental influences, we look at the preconditions in the person, you know, who was this person before they got ill. And so, of course, right now, the big en vogue is looking at the genetics, you know, using the 23andMe and some other Amy Yasko's panels or Ben Lynch's testing panel for the genetic flaws that we all carry. And first of all, an opinion of mine is that, you know, the genetics are very appealing to the linear thinkers amongst us. You have one flaw in the gene and it leads to this outcome, and then you have this illness, and by bypassing the gene with the proper vitamin, you will reverse the outcome. Well, it really hasn't been like that. You know, the best genetic people that I know in our field, yes, they get people better at a very high cost, you know, by giving the huge amount of bypass supplements, as we call them. We can't deny it, you know. Sort of some people, it can lead to the insight that you need, what may be the underlying foundation, what may be broken in a person or makes them vulnerable. And however, right now, and you will see that in the future, the genetics are overrated. Some people, especially the very mental people, mental practitioners, love the genetic puzzle, getting into it and trying to figure out the patient. As you know, most people know, I use muscle testing And we get the genetic test. We look where the flaws are. We test the bypass supplements. And in 10 minutes, you know, we're done with the genetic piece by including those pieces into the program of the patient. So it's really all I like to say. But maybe a last word to the genetics. You know, the genes are the code for the protein portion of different enzymes and channel proteins in the body. And each of these proteins can be tweaked in over 1,000 ways in terms of its spherical organization. And these influences are all epigenetic and not genetic. So the genetics give you a basic building plan, but the epigenetic influences are far more prevalent, and there is no current test for that. Mm-hmm. And just to remind you of what that is, you know, if your grandfather went through the Great Depression and was psychologically very traumatized, lost his house and everything he had that he may have inherited, that trauma changes the way his own genes are regulated, and that's called epigenetic changes. And those are passed on to your father, and he passes that on to you. There's no elimination of that mistake comes down the generations, and the epigenetic influences are also set in motion by toxic exposures. And we're now in the second and third generation of people that have been epigenetically mutated over the last 50 years from the toxic exposures. And to reverse the epigenetics is very, very possible with all forms of energy medicine. We won't have time to get into that, but I will sort of announce it. I would love to share that with you sometimes in the future.
Yes, I'd love that.
How to reboot the system, the proper transcription of the genes by interfering on that level, both with energy medicine and with systemic family therapy by going back a few generations.
Let's do a show on that. That'll be fabulous.
Yeah. So that these are the two things, you know, genetics, in my opinion, right now being way overrated. It's good that some people attend to it, but you will not see the great healing in the chronically ill people coming from over-focusing on that. The focus on epigenetics is too little. Focus on lifestyle. Well, most of the Lyme patients that we see in my office don't have a lifestyle anymore. They're in wheelchairs, they're at home, they're bedbound. Mm-hmm. And, trying to fix, telling them to exercise an hour every day becomes a joke. You know, they can't.
Yeah.
And also even dealing with the food as a healing tool, the options become very limited. You know, go on a ketogenic diet for a while or not. Many of my chronic Lyme patients have a hard time eating anything. You know, they're on two or three foods that they can still digest, if that. And many of them are on parenteral nutrition when they come to us. And to talk to them about food is not the successful angle. I hope that none of the listeners to the program today are in this category. You know, but in terms of working somebody out of a chronic Lyme disease with nutrition, yes, nutrition should be a factor, but it shouldn't be overrated, overemphasized.
Yeah, in the beginning. The people, we do have listeners that are in that category. I know they're in the wheelchairs and, on, as you said, maybe three foods. They're all eyes and ears right now for what you're saying.
So, you know, of course, as people recover, it becomes an important issue. You know, should people be on a raw food diet? Should they be on a ketogenic diet? Should they be on a blood type diet? These are all issues we're trying in the office to evaluate what's possible with the patient, depending also on the age group. You know, when the patient is 18 years old and bedbound, they probably need a high protein diet. If they're 80 years old and have Lyme disease and are bedbound, they'll probably need more of a raw food vegetarian diet. So there's the phase of life, there's the conditions.
If they need a lot of amino acids and proteins when they're young and their nervous system is still forming versus if they're older and they're very acidic and you want to change into more alkaline. Yeah, I can see the strategy there.
And there's our, you know, our related group in Arizona who treats the Lyme patients with a completely fat-free diet, the McDougall diet, because the microbes in biofilm are very dependent on the amount of fatty acid floating by for food. So they use a fat-free diet. In our more severe chronically ill patients, we use a ketogenic diet, which is a high-fat diet. And so these decisions are really look quite difficult, but they're really not, because the most of the time the patients come to us, they already have diet experience. You know, when I tried this diet, I stopped being able to walk, and then I did this diet, and I got back out of the wheelchair. And so people usually come with a good amount of guidance they give us, and we just have to bring some common sense to it.
Yes.
But what will be important in the diet, absolutely, more and more, it has to be organic. It has to be Roundup-free, GMO-free, and I get into that in a moment. So we talked about genetics, epigenetics, a little bit about diet. You know, that's an area, maybe sometime we do a whole show on just that.
Yes.
Then there is the preconditions, you know, that is the patient traumatized physically, that they have car accidents. We know that neck injuries in the area of C5-6 can have a huge impact on chronic fatigue.
And, oh my gosh, that was my story. I had that accident 20 years before the illness. That's fascinating.
Absolutely. And that delay time often is 15 to 25 years. You know, after a car accident, your rear end looks pretty harmless. You may get a disc injury in that area.
Oh, my God, Dr. Klinghart. I'm hearing you say that was me exactly. Holy cow, a whiplash. Wow. Well, listen, we have to take our next station break, but I got to come right back because this is totally amazing piece right there. Wow. Listeners, I hope you're loving this show. Dr. Klinghart, as always, has such intrinsic information for your recovery and putting the pieces of this Lyme disease puzzle together. Stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back with Dr. Dietrich Klinghart.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
To my brother, and I
say, brother, help me, please.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting with the genius on the West Coast, Dr. Dietrich Klinghart, who I know so many of you appreciate his amazing insight and wisdom and treatment knowledge of chronic illness and tick-borne disease. And as we left for station break, Dr. Klinghart just blew open one of my light sockets of my personal being when he told us that injuries to the neck C5, C6 vertebrae level is a trigger for chronic fatigue syndrome and other kind of conditions. Dr. Klinghart, let's go right back to that topic because that's fascinating.
Yeah, so there's a German research team around Dr. Kuklinski who unraveled that the, you know, all of us know that, I don't think there's anybody in the audience now who doesn't, that many of the chronic neurological diseases, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson, MS, ALS, in those illnesses, we typically, when we look long enough, we find Lyme disease, you know, as one of the factors in the illness, but treating the Lyme disease hasn't been enough to recover people from the illness. And so in that group, typically there's a high incidence of lower neck injuries. And so we look for that and we treat it as a special manipulation that aims at actually getting the wrinkles out of the dura in that area. I use a technique I learned in England from Dr. James Suriak's.
Yeah.
And then we follow that with prolotherapy to stabilize the ligaments in the area.
Yeah.
And that is a huge part of the recovery of the people with the more severe, you know, the fatiguing illnesses and the illnesses that are adjacent to Lyme, but, you know, clouding the picture. I think that I'd like to leave that there because, again, we could do a whole segment, a whole show
on that. That's amazing. Oh, my gosh, Dr. Klinghart. We have to come back and do another one on that. I think we're going to be doing a lot of shows in 2015.
The other factor, of course, that's on a physical level very important is the dental history. We know that, you know, silver amalgam fillings release mercury as long as they're in there. And mercury actually has been helpful for Lyme patients because it's an old treatment for spirochete illness to poison people with mercury. You know, that was the old syphilis treatment.
Yeah.
And so what often happens when people have the fillings removed, they crash because you took the treatment away. However, it's a double-edged sword. The treatment, you know, also kills the brain. Keeping the amalgam fillings in there, you know, kills the brain over time. But, you know, taking the fillings out unleashes the full force of the Lyme disease. So what we're suggesting is, yes, you should have the fillings taken out, but always in conjunction with an appropriate treatment of the Lyme disease. I think in this show, I'm not going to mention the whole area of psychological work and family systems-oriented work that I do, the whole social field of the patient. But what I do want to mention, we ask on the very first visit of the patient what support system they have in place. It's a huge difference whether the patient still has an income where they can afford treatment or whether they're at the end of the road with it. It's a huge difference whether somebody has a supportive partner at home. For example, the choice whether we can do some injection work to inject GCMAF or T-sonate or DMPS, or if the patient is on their own and unable to use any more complex treatment. So we clear that on the first visit and then chart our path from there. You know, we have to understand the finances. You know, there is Lyme treatments, you know, that involve intravenous therapies that have to be given in the office that are not covered by insurance, not even by the wonderful Obamacare. And so those choices have to be made on the first visit. And we tell the patient it becomes part of their fate, whether they're born into a wealthy family or not, whether they're married into a wealthy family or not. And if there's no money, we're restricted. And however, you know, the choices, even if you're very, very poor, there's still good choices that can be made, but they're different from the choices than when you have, you know, money available. So I like to mention that here. Now, the next step I like to go to is when we look inside the body. Now, after clearing this, which is all pretty quick once you have that down, we're looking at the fact that microbes, you know, we know when you contaminate a lake with a toxin, the fish die and algae grow that wouldn't grow there before, and they kind of, the plants and the water start looking ugly and degenerative. Same in our body. You know, when we poison the body, things start growing in us that shouldn't be growing. And the pathogens that show up in our body are not because we've been exposed to the pathogens, but because a toxic system has invited those pathogens to come in and to grow in us. And so the symbiotic environment with the microbes that live in our gut and our tissues that we've grown over 6 million years, it has taken less than 50 years to take that down, to destroy it. And the key, three key culprits that we're looking for in the system as a precondition for Lyme to grow and mold to grow and viruses to grow. That is, the first one is the sulfhydryl affinitive metals. Leading ones are mercury and lead. That we have to know. The second one is aluminum. That we have to know because it detoxes very differently than the other ones do. And the third one is organophosphates, you know, Roundup, glyphosate. And so just a few words to the testing. So first of all, heavy metal testing, the best test that we use is the it's an enzyme-based test. There is, you know, many heavy metal tests available. There is a hair analysis. There is the challenge test, you know, where you give something or inject something and then check in the urine what comes out. And then there is the porphyrin urine test, you know, that looks for a group of enzymes that get tweaked when you're exposed internally to metals. And the urine porphyrin test is my favorite test. We have that done in a lab in France, labbio.net. It's about $60-$70, and it's affordable. It's more expensive in the American labs, but good. It shows sort of internal movement of metals over the last 6 months, and there's an indicator in that test for lead, for mercury, and for aluminum, and those numbers we need to have when we start out. And the Roundup is a bit more difficult. There's a urine test available now that is highly insensitive. I just was informed that beginning next year, there's a new test coming out with one of the more reliable American labs that's much more sensitive. We did have a Roundup test in the urine in Germany available for the last 3 years. And so said 80% of the German population urinate out Roundup every day. And Roundup, I don't want to go into the details. Dr. Seneff is the main researcher on Roundup. Roundup sets the stage for everything that we call Lyme disease, all the symptoms. And there is not a single American that doesn't have Roundup in their tissues. And it's destructive. It's bad, and it sets the stage for microbes and parasites to grow in us, and has a wonderful synergistic effect with aluminum. Roundup is, amongst other things, is a metal chelator. So when you eat food that's not organically grown, it has the stuff on it, it binds the micro minerals in the food up that can never be absorbed, and so we get mineral deficient. And however, Roundup that binds to aluminum that's in our system from exposure to the contaminated air from the spraying of the skies, you know, the weather program where our skies are now sprayed with aluminum dust every day. And that combines with Roundup, and that combination, the chelated aluminum, is taken straight into the brain, into the nervous system, and you know, causes all the memory loss and brain fog, and is involved in many of the symptoms that we usually associate with Lyme disease, but it is really just a part of it. That's sort of like, really like, we can look at the 10,000 other chemicals in our system, but in our, you know, I've been doing this for 40 years now, and so in the clinical experience, focusing on the sulfhydryl affinitive metals, aluminum, which is not sulfhydryl affinitive, yeah, aluminum doesn't oxidize with sulfur, and focusing on Roundup, those three things are worth their weight in gold. By cleaning the system up for those three things, we can get sustainable levels of life back into us, and we can reduce the toxin content that blocks so many enzymes in us, so many aspects of our immune system, and we can get the upper hand in our own system again, where the body then cleans up the rest on its own. That is the stage upon which Lyme happens. Yeah, so we want to do all the things I mentioned before. We want to clean that up as good as we can before we even engage on a meaningful program to get the Lyme under control. And then, you know, the last thing we should look at is, what is it really that we call Lyme disease? What are the components of it?
All right. So, Dr. Klinghardt, oh my gosh, this makes all the sense in the world, getting a grip of our internal homeostasis and making these fundamental changes, which sounds like you've got a really great handle on. So hold on with me. We're going to take a station break and come back and share more of your great knowledge. So listeners, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Oh,
say, brother, help me please.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. What a fascinating show today with Dr. Klinghart. Thank you again, Dr. Klinghart. You are such a wealth of knowledge and so generous to spend this time with us. I so appreciate it, and I know our listeners around the world do. Thank you, really, from the bottom of my heart. And share with us what approaches now you would take with these patients that you've figured some of these major pieces out with. So now what would your next steps be?
Okay, so in Lyme disease, really we're looking at the whole internal microbial environment. And usually we treat from large to small. That means the large creatures in us first, that's the worms and the parasites. Mm-hmm. Then we go to the mold. Then we go to the protozoa, then the bacteria, and then the viruses in that order. And so I've established a protocol that covers pretty much all of it. We call it the antimicrobial cocktail. And I use the, this is sort of not meant as a commercial, but I use the product from a company that actually has followed my guidance. It's not my company, but it's BioPure, mm-hmm. Pure US. And what we're doing is we're putting things in a liposomal cocktail. That means we prepare things in a blender by adding in phospholipids. We're making the herbs and the things that I use liposomally available. That means they penetrate biofilm. That means in small doses I can get to the microbes that are hiding in biofilm. And I'm stretching the content far enough so it covers a wide range of things. You know, it starts with artemisinin annua, which mm-hmm. is the main herb that treats the protozoa. We put Mimosa pudica in there, which is a very, very strong deworming agent. We use Siberian chaga. That's a fungal remedy from Siberia that is very, very excellent in treating Lyme, Bartonella, Babesia, the viruses.
Wow.
We use olive oil, which Stephen Buhner has shown very clearly treats mycoplasma. We use Cryptolepsis, which is sort of the has become a very potent Babesia treatment. Mm-hmm. And we use a mix of five herbs that are called quintessence that attends to Lyme, Ehrlichia, Bartonella. So we put that in a blender together, blend it for a few minutes, and then put it in an ultrasound device where it is vibrated, so it creates these small bubbles of lipids around the herbs, and that has been a fantastic tool that has, some of the listeners will know it and have benefited from it, that has been more helpful to many people than most. The antibiotic experiences have been,
wow.
And it is stronger than some of the other herbal treatments that are out there. And recently we've added, I think at a prior show I said that we added the Gubarev protocols. These are enema protocols designed
yes.
by a Russian pioneer to decrease the worm burden from a rear-end approach, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
That has become an important part of our Lyme treatment. But I think the strongest uphill treatment that we found in the last 2 years are two new approaches. One is the injection of artesunate. It's, I mentioned the artemisinin.
Yes.
Liposomal artemisia is a fantastic approach, but the artemisia annua is also available as an injectable. It's the main treatment for malaria in the rest of the world.
Huh.
And known under the name artesunate, and it's used in the U.S. largely as a cancer treatment. But the injection of them has been hugely helpful for the desolate last resort cases of Lyme disease. It's an injection that we teach people to do themselves at home twice a week. with a vial of artesunate. It's a 60 milligram vial, and that's been a fantastic advance in the field, and it's affordable. You know, people order the medication. It's an affordable price, and has been wonderful. And then the last bit is the advances in a treatment called GCMAF, GC protein macrophage activating factor. It's a peptide that's gotten very, very popular in the treatment of cancer, but also in the treatment of chronic viral illnesses. And GCMAF used to be available only as an injectable. That was quite expensive, and now it is available as you can grow this peptide in a yogurt culture. And it's not my website, but the website for that, if anybody is interested, is bravoyogurt.com. And so it's not inexpensive. I think the cost is about $2,000 a year, but it's an unbelievably effective treatment for the chronic underlying viral issues that are present in every Lyme patient.
Oh, that's so true. All those viruses, cytomegalia, Epstein-Barr, right? Everything. Wow.
Well, I'd like to say something about the viruses. So it looks like even if you get control of all the herpes viruses, those are the ones that you just mentioned, and the Borna virus, and some of the RNA viruses, there's still another virus underneath all of them that seems to be responsible for the chronic fatigue. And none of us yet know the name of that one. It has been hidden from us, so to say, either intentionally or by really not knowing what the name of it is. But it does respond to GCMAF, and so it has become an absolute necessary part of treatment for the chronic Lyme patient. And it was difficult because it had to be injected before. Now, being available as a yogurt culture, it's suddenly become available to everybody.
That's terrific. Wow.
That's pretty much in terms of the medical treatment. Yeah, we do the Lyme cocktail. In the most severe cases, we're adding in the injections of artesunate. That we don't do that at the office. It's the patient learns to do that themselves. And in the chronic Lyme cases that have been through a lot of stuff and haven't gotten well, we consider the Bravo yogurt. And that pretty much is a treatment protocol. First of all, for most the people that we see, it's still affordable, and it's very, very effective and works for most people, even the ones that have failed 3-4 years of intravenous antibiotics. They still have a very, very good chance at a full recovery with
that. That's wonderful, Dr. Klinghart. Oh my gosh, what good news. Audience, I hope you've soaked in every single word today and replay this. It's on podcast. It's available in our archives, limelightradio.com. Hit the archive link or go to iTunes. Type in Limelight Radio and you can listen to this fabulous, fabulous interview with Dr. Klinghart. Dr. Klinghart, thank you so much. I can't believe our hour has come to an end. It zoomed by.
Thank you, Katina. It was a great honor to be on the show again.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. I love visiting with you. And let's do it again. We've got to do the cervical neck one, and we've got to do the energetics and healing. There's a lot of ground we can cover here. You are a wonderful guest. Thank you so much for your pioneering work and for your devotion to people with illness. And you've been at this for 40 years. And I know sometimes you probably want to retire, but bless your heart. You're doing so much good in the world.
Thank you, Katina, and I wish you that you continue with the show and help a lot of people with it.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it, and thank you, audience. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Join us next week. Blessings to all in this new year, and thank you. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother,